Back in the last weeks of February, which now feels like 100 years ago, we here in Inishannon were busy planning what was termed the big rake-off of the dead grass on the long, sloping bank beside the road coming into the village. It was to be our first step in the creation of a long wildflower meadow, or bank in this case. The main aim was to sustain our bird and bee life on this curving, sloping hillside where, to mark the millennium, we had planted many trees, and beneath them had continued to cut the grass on a regular basis. But now we were changing that approach. The new plan was the creation of a long, winding curve of beautiful wildflowers waving in the breeze, and brighten up the lives of the thousands of drivers daily whizzing by into and out of West Cork. We planned a large gathering of workers on a sunny Saturday morning to get the wheels of this plan in motion. This long bank enjoys a south-facing, sunny location, so was the ideal place for a parish picnic that was planned as part of the big rake-off. The event brings to mind the lines of Thomas Gray. Alas, regardless of their doom, the little victims play. No sense have they of ills to come, nor care beyond today. Happily unaware of forthcoming events, we were totally focused on creating our wildflower bank. To get something like this going, you need a mehl, a word which prior to arrival of the coronavirus was a foreign language to anyone under 40. When I used it, my daughter would tell me, "Nobody in today's world knows the meaning of that word." Amazing that the coronavirus has resurrected it simply because we are now one great mehl, united in fighting this invisible enemy. But before this virus turned ordinary life on its head, we were in the process of rounding up a mehl. To round up a mehl, you need to alert all potential helpers that their presence is required on a specified date. In our village, the first step in achieving this is the village pole, which very obligingly stands on a corner right in the centre of the village. On it, all clubs pin their posters of future plans and hope that passers-by will get the message. The second channel of communication is the church newsletter, from which the churchgoers will hopefully spread the word. Then on to the local press, which for us is the Southern Star and the Examiner. We seldom make the main Examiner itself, unless we have done something to upset the nation or said something newsworthy. But we are extremely grateful to get into their weekly supplement, The County,